Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Maverick's Comic Roundup, the world's greatest, and if I was honest, probably only, comic book podcast hosted by a masked wrestling cowboy. I am your host, The Maverick, and I do thank you for tuning in on this Sunday morning on the Totally Driven Radio Network. A very special holiday-themed episode this time, folks. We're taking a look at holiday specials and holiday comics from many, many years. I'm happy to say that I have two of my favorite callers coming in this morning to talk about Christmas comic books. Little Meggie's going to be calling to talk about some Christmas books, and Princess Maria will be here with a very special Dancers Read Dance Class segment where she's going to talk about a dance class holiday special as well. So it's going to be a fun episode. Get yourself a cup of eggnog or hot chocolate if you can do that this early in the morning and sit back and listen to us talk about comics and holiday comics. Holiday comics are always a fun thing. Both of the major publishers, Marvel and DC, put out some sort of holiday special every year, if not more. And many of the other comic book publishers capitalize on it and put out some fun things. And my first caller this morning is going to call and talk about something that's really fun for the whole family, an all-ages book. She's going to be talking about Mickey and Donald's Christmas Parade from IDW Comics. And at this time, I would like to welcome back to Maverick's Comic Roundup, normally the host of Little Meggie's Pony Roundup, but today she's going to do Little Meggie's review of Christmas Parade. Welcome to the show, Meg.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
I thank you for waking up so very early.
Yeah, it's very old.
All right, so Mickey and Donald's Christmas Parade. What can you tell us about it?
It's actually not just one story. There's like a bunch of different stories in it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty big book filled with different stories?
Yeah. There's like 6 or 7 different stories.
Okay. And are they all about Mickey and Donald?
No. The first one is about Mickey and Uncle Scrooge. But it's mostly like about Mickey and the ducks, I would say.
Okay.
It's
the ducks
Mickey
being
and
Donald
Scrooge.
And Huey.
And Uncle Scrooge and all them. Daisy.
I'm having a little trouble hearing you. You okay over there?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Getting a little. No, it's either something's the phone connection or you're not close enough to the phone. Having a little trouble hearing you this morning.
Is this better?
Yeah, much better. So okay. You said the ducks, And by the ducks, do you mean Uncle Scrooge, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, Donald, those guys?
Yeah.
Not the hockey team, the Mighty Ducks. That would be kind of weird.
No.
Okay. So of all the stories that are in there, which one's your favorite?
I think the first one.
Yeah, and what's that about?
It's about Uncle Scrooge inviting a bunch of different people to dinner, and then people trying to rob the dinner, or do something, Christmas, robbing, and then they attack them very weirdly.
How do they attack them very weirdly?
They attack them with rollers, like how you roll cookie dough with.
Okay.
Frying pans. And kind of weird.
And how does Uncle Scrooge get out of that?
They pretty much make a plan, and then the battle happens. There's a very big battle.
Okay.
Which is going on with someone's putting, smacking a chair around, someone's smacking a pot around, people smacking rollers on other people's heads. It's weird.
So it sounds like it's a crazy, crazy kind of battle.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything in there, any characters in there that surprised you?
Huh? Suspicious?
Like any characters, like any characters who showed up in the book that you didn't expect to see?
A lot of people I did not know.
Okay.
In there, like,
so different people in the story,
like,
you didn't recognize?
Mickey and Minnie had sons.
Oh.
They're two boys. And then there was someone named and then those Goofy's nephew Gilbert, who I didn't know.
Oh. I didn't know he had a nephew. I know he had a son named Maxie.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. And I think the two little mouses with Mickey and Minnie were actually Mickey's cousins, Morty and Ferdy, I believe their names were.
Ah. That would make sense.
Yeah, they
because
don't...
Because I knew from the Mickey Mouse shorts, that she had two nieces.
Right.
So...
Yeah, in the Mickey comic strips, he had two nephews, and they had different family members that don't show up in the cartoons a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what'd you think of Mickey and Donald's Christmas Parade overall?
It's actually really funny.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of funny things in there?
Yeah.
Now, were they stories that you recognized? Like, we know sometimes they do Uncle Scrooge plays Scrooge, he plays Ebenezer Scrooge sometimes. Did they do anything like that?
Nope, just completely random funny stories about Christmas.
Okay. Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Was there any appearances from maybe Santa Claus or Rudolph?
I don't think so. Like, at one point, I know that Donald and another guy, which I don't know, were dressing up as Santa Claus.
Fun. Okay, is there anything else you want to tell us about the story?
I don't think so.
Okay. Cool. Well, thanks for calling in and telling us about that one. I know you wanted to do something just a little different and be Christmassy this time.
Yeah. And this year there was not a Christmas pony thing.
Not that we've seen. Odds are it'll come out like next week, and maybe we'll have to do a special where you talk about that. But we haven't seen a Christmas pony issue this time.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
But you'll be back when we return in 2017 with more My Little Pony fun, right?
Yep.
Okay. Is there anything you want to say to all the people out there in Internet Radio Land?
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good 8:10 in the morning.
All right. Thank you very much for calling in. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a very happy 8:10 in the morning to you. All right. That was my daughter, 9-year-old Megan, and she likes to read her comic books as well. Maverick's Comic Roundup's about comics for everybody, and I thought it would be cute. She wanted to call in and talk about a book that was a little different, and she picked Mickey and Donald's Christmas Parade number 1 from IDW. It's a one-shot. They've been putting out annually. I actually have number 2 ready to talk about in the six-shooter. That came out this week. It's IDW Publishing. It's a one-shot. They're collected editions of Disney Christmas-themed comic strips from previous years that were released in Italy and Hungary and different parts of the world, but they're now here in America. IDW has been putting them together in the fun things. So we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, Princess Maria will be here with Dancers Read Dance Class, Merry Old Christmas comic book review after this.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
All right, welcome back to Maverick's Comic Roundup here on the Totally Driven Radio Network. This is our very special Maverick's Comic Roundup holiday special. That's a lot of special in one sentence. And we're talking holiday-themed comic books, specials, and one-shots this morning. We just heard from Little Maggie, who talked about a Disney-themed holiday comic. And now on the line, we have Princess Maria. Welcome back to the show. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yep, sorry, muted myself.
Oh, okay, she muted herself. I just checked the switchboard. I'm like, I didn't do that. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very good. And it's time now, we're going to do something a little different.
Yeah, we are.
We're jumping out of order. We set up your show, your segments, to go straight down the line of graphic novels for dancers, for dance class, rather. But we're jumping out of order because it's Christmas time.
Yeah, Christmas comic came a little bit later in the series than where we are right now. So it's a little confusing, but it works.
So we'll get back on track with that in the new year as we continue. But today we're going to talk about Dance Class graphic novel series from Paper Cuts Comics. Now tell everybody real quick what the whole series is about. Not just that book, the whole series.
The whole series is about these girls who live an everyday life but are also dancers. So you see what they go through day to day and what they do and being dancers and how it affects their life. It's a lot of fun. I like the book series.
And if you don't know or haven't listened before, Maria is a dancer herself, an aspiring professional dancer. She's taken part in many events. She's a competitive dancer, a regional Miss Dance Explosion. So when this book series came out, we knew she'd be very interested, and it's just become a fun thing that she's been able to talk about it from almost a professional aspect. You know a lot of what's going on and have seen a lot of what's going on in this series.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me because sometimes we do some of the things that these girls do, like only knowing how to count to eight.
And this one is the Christmas special. So tell us about A Merry Old Christmas. Give us the quick synopsis, if you will.
Well, the Merry Old Christmas special is about when the girls get a letter from their friend who lives in London and studies at the Royal Ballet Academy, and it's about them having a holiday show in London. So the girls are all trying to get their parents to let them go to London for Christmas break. And, of course, they all get in, along with Carla, who is our not-so-nice person in the series. And that's the first half of the book, is them performing the show and going to the audition. But the other half is our regularly scheduled dance jokes and funny things that happen when they come back from London.
Okay, so it jumps around a bit. You get quite a bit of story in there.
Yeah, it's a really good book.
Okay, so what's the Christmas show?
It is a modern version of A Christmas Carol. So instead of Mr. Scrooge, there's a business lady. two villains that are trying to ruin everything, of course. And there are the three fairies who are trying to fix everything.
Okay, so it is a little different. I almost expect you to say the Nutcracker, but they went with a more creative outlet.
They did.
So, and the three girls are the main ones. Refresh my memory. It's Julie and
Carla and Aaliyah.
Okay. And then they introduced, is this new girl from London, or is she someone who was in the series before that you know?
From the book I've read, I don't remember her, but they said she was an old friend, so later in the book series, I might figure out who she is.
Okay. So that's cool. And the other supporting characters, I guess they only play a certain role in it. Is there different characters they introduce when they get to London?
Yeah. Well, one, stowed away on the bus trip. Carla, who I said earlier, is not a nice person.
Right.
And then when we get back from London, you have all your regular characters. But in London, that's really only who we hear from. We hear from the new, I think it's Prue, but I'm not sure. Her father, you hear a little bit from. And then I think it's Carla's aunt, I think it is. You hear from her, and she is funny. Because she's that embarrassing aunt that knows all the words to the song and is jamming out in the back of the theater.
We know a few of those.
Yeah.
Shout out to Aunt Lorraine. So, what do dance class girls do for Christmas? Was there some fun Christmas hijinks involved? Do they all celebrate Christmas? Are they?
They all do celebrate Christmas because they were all talking about going on Christmas break and spending Christmas in the theater for the big show.
Okay.
So, we're pretty sure they all celebrate Christmas.
What kind of things do they do? Did they do anything fun in London for Christmas?
They did not. Well, that we saw. We saw a bunch of rehearsing, and we saw some excitement back at home. And, of course, there was a packing issue, but that always happens. Somebody always needs to pack 9 bags, and friends won't let them.
9 bags? It sounds like you packing for a competition.
Yeah, basically. Well, of course, Aaliyah had to pack her whole wardrobe.
Aaliyah's a little bit of a diva?
A lot.
Okay. A lot of a diva.
She's nice about it, though.
Okay. So, what kind of things did you see in the book that reminded you of real life as being a dancer?
Well, when the thermostat is put on freezing and you won't have to do, like, a million jumping jacks to try to get warm. definitely is one. And what else did I see? Obviously, the dances with Mary that are trying to solve problems like slippery floors and leaky ceilings and things like that. So it was a really fun book.
Awesome. All right. Anything else you want to talk about in the series? Anything that caught your attention that you think needs to be mentioned for someone who may want to read the series?
I just think it's a really good book, and I think even though it did have some characters that I wasn't familiar with, I thought it, like, you could still understand it.
Okay, so if it was the first time you picked it up, you would still be able to follow the story? They give you a good backstory?
Yeah.
Enough?
Yeah. They're really good at explaining it, too. In every book, like, there's a new person who will explain it to you.
Oh, cool. All right, great.
So. Yeah, it's a really good book. I like them.
Oh, I'm glad you do. And is there anything you want to tell all the listeners out there in Internet land?
Well, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Kwanzaa. All that good stuff.
Covering all the bases. Very nice. All right, well, thank you for calling in. We love hearing about dance class. If you've got a dancer in your life, you should definitely consider getting them one of the dance class graphic novels from Paper Cuts Comics. They're available on their website, papercuts.com, as well as you can go to your local comic book store, and they will get a copy for you. So thanks for calling in. I'll talk
thank
to you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. We'll talk to you back in 2017 when you return to the show.
Uh-huh. Definitely.
All right. Great. Thanks for calling in.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. And that was Princess Maria calling in, talking about Dance Class, the comic book graphic novel series. Once again, comics are for everybody. She is a dancer, and they have a comic book series just for her. It's a fun series. If you have a dancer, you want to get them into reading something, it's a great introduction. There's a lot of funny things in it. A lot of things that when I flip through it, I've noticed that the girls do, and a lot of things that have kind of hit close to home with her as far as life as a dancer in a dance studio. And it's a fun little Christmas present. We jumped out of order. That was number 6 or 7 in the series. We've been covering them chronologically as they go, and we'll get back to that in 2017. And I keep saying 2017 because I want to add a show note. Since next Sunday is Christmas and the Sunday after that is New Year's, we're going on a mini hiatus until 2017. We'll be back in January with a whole lot more new stuff. I'm taking the holiday break since I have that weird break build in this year, and I'm doing a whole lot of stuff to bring the show up, add some new things to the show that I hope you're going to like, and expand. We're going to get more involved in the blogging and more reviews, hopefully, and we're going to continue to grow in 2017. So I do thank you for hanging in there as we've been creating this show. It's a baby show. We're only at episode 12, but we keep growing every week and we keep adding new things. So hopefully you'll stick with us in 2017 as we continue to expand our horizons, as it were. All right, we're going to jump in and take another commercial break. And when I return, we're going to do a special holiday six-shooter where we're talking about some of the great Christmas gifts, Christmas holiday books, gifts, I should say. And we'll be back right after this.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
There we go. Welcome back to Mavericks Comic Roundup. Sorry about that, folks. The headset's acting a little fuzzy this morning, but we're back on the air, and I do thank you for listening.
to Mavericks Comic Roundup here on the Totally Driven Radio Network. And it is time for our six-shooter. And this week, the six-shooter is going to specifically cover holiday-themed books. Now, these are great gift ideas. They could be something you could hunt back if you just have an interest in holiday reading. I know people love to read holiday stories. If you want to get some of these as gifts, if you want to get some of them for yourself, like I mentioned earlier in the show, every year it seems there's a plethora of holiday-themed comics that come out to celebrate the Christmas season. You get Hanukkah and Kwanzaa stories. They try to cover, in recent years, they really try to cover all the bases. Previous years coming up, you would read them and it would be Christmas, maybe your obligatory Hanukkah comic. You would always get it. I remember in Marvel, almost every year you would get some sort of Kitty Pryde, Ben Grimm, the thing, Hanukkah story, because they're the two premier Jewish characters in Marvel. But they've done a good job of branching out and reaching out to all the different holidays. Christmas still is the major push, as it seems more people who write, at least, and read comics are into the Christmas thing, and I am a big Christmas fan, so I tend to eat these books up. So that's going to be the basis of our six-shooter this week, different holiday-themed books and different fun things that have come out. Now, we've already heard from Little Meggie about Mickey and Donald's Christmas Parade. Well, the first one I'm going to cover this week ties into that. It's the second issue of Mickey and Donald's Christmas Parade. She talked about issue number one, which came out last year. This is issue two, so I'm hoping it becomes an annual event from IDW, who have taken over the Mickey Mouse and Friends license. It's a strange thing to me that there are so many, considering Disney owns Marvel Comics, how many different groups that Disney licenses its books out to. Because Marvel does Star Wars, and occasionally they get into different things like the Tsum-Tsums, which is a Disney brand. I don't know if there's actually Tsum-Tsum is a Disney brand, but it's a Disney game, and collectible. And, of course, Joe's books we talk about currently puts out Princess and Frozen and a lot of movie adaptions. And going into the new year, there's going to be Toy Story and Cars and Pirates of the Caribbean comics. But IDW has the big guns as far as Disney goes. Mickey, Donald, Goofy, they're all being put out by IDW Comics, a great publisher. They put out a lot of fun things, and we've talked about some of their stuff before. And what the one-shots seem to be about is, and a one-shot means it's a standalone comic. You don't have to go out and buy a whole lot to get it. It's a standalone story. And in this situation, it's a bunch of small stories collected. So it's called a one-shot, but it's a little more like a mini graphic novel. And it's relatively inexpensive. $5.99 was the cover price. And you get five different stories in, and it all features Mickey and the gang for the most part in different holiday tales. And the interesting thing about these is these are stories that are new to the United States. They're new in America. All of them have been previously published, because while Mickey comics haven't been very big in here, they've been coming out over the years. Different publishers have picked them up. Around the world, Mickey comics are huge still. And by Mickey, I should say Disney comics, because Donald Duck is just as big. And Italy, Sweden, Hungary, different places around the world, Mickey's a big comic presence. And these books collect, this one collects five, the other one I believe is five or six different Christmas stories that have been published previously around the world but have never been seen here in America. And they're very much done in the classic the Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck art style. So they look very classic. And it's a fun book. If you have a younger reader who likes Mickey Mouse, it's a fun book. The book does, as mentioned, Megan mentioned earlier, get into characters they may not be familiar with. I was happy to see a comic featuring the Phantom Blot, who is a villain from Mickey Mouse's comic book days. He's still a villain. He's actually appeared in some of the Mickey Mouse cartoons, too, some of the more recent ones. And you go to Duckburg and you get Huey, Dewey, Louie, Uncle Scrooge, and their whole lot. You get friends with them. And there's actually even a tale of the Big Bad Wolf from the Three Little Pigs fame in this one. So it's fun. If you have an old school, if you grew up on Disney comics or you know somebody who grew up on Disney stories and animated, it's a fun little gift. It's a rather inexpensive stocking stuffer for only $5.99. And you'll see a lot of these characters. Some of them have appeared in things like DuckTales. Some of them you've seen, Disney's great at sticking some of these characters in as background characters in some of their animated holiday fairs and different animated series. So you'll recognize a few familiar faces even if you don't see them. And, just a fun, unique little title, a fun little thing. I enjoyed it. Megan hasn't gotten to it yet because I read it and she read the other one, and now we're going to switch. So maybe we'll see what she thinks of it. But it's a funny book, lots of comedic situations, and if you're familiar with the Disney characters, you know, they're all true to form. So Mickey and Donald's Christmas Parade, $5.99 from IDW, came out this week, so you can get it on your local comic store as we speak, and if they don't have it, ask them. They can probably order it for you and get it within a day or two. So check that out for sure. Moving right along, I wanted to cover another comic that came out this week. This one from DC Comics. It's the DC Rebirth Holiday Special. Now, this one's a little more pricey. It's $9.99, and it has a series of tales featuring the Rebirth universe for DC Comics. And if you're new to the show, DC recently reshuffled and rebooted a large part of their comic book universe to be able to tell different stories with the characters and explore different ideas. And they're calling it the Rebirth Universe. And one of the things about the Rebirth Universe that DC has been trying to do is in previous years, they wanted to bring the characters closer to the roots of the characters that everybody knows and loves and respect the traditions that longtime comic book fans felt was missing in the recent DC Comics New 52 era, as it were. So this book, this Christmas-themed, mostly Christmas-themed, holiday special from DC Comics, does a great job of exploring those themes. Some of the classic DC icons are in this book, and there's a lot of interesting things. The book itself is hosted, as it were, by Harley Quinn, who is DC Comics' hot character right now. She does kind of introductory to the different things, and there's a running plot. And the really cool thing about it is Paul Dini, who created Harley Quinn for the Batman animated series and wrote her introduction to the DC Comics world, came back to write Harley for the Christmas one-shot. He writes the interludes that Harley's in. And the interludes are pretty funny. They incorporated kind of like a big Christmas special with all the characters coming in and around, and they kind of make fun of different classic holiday tropes, as Harley Quinn definitely would, to see a lot of funny and different pairings in and through that. And then throughout, there's a bunch of short holiday-esque stories. There's one featuring the Super Sons of Batman's son and Superman's son, Robin, Damian Wayne, and John Kent, the new Superboy, as they've been building that partnership, the Batman-Superman partnership. They've been rebuilding it for the Rebirth universe. It's that, along with Wonder Woman, that's something they realized they needed, with them working together. And now they're in an interesting position because in the Rebirth comics, both Batman and Superman are fathers, and they're exploring fatherhood together and exploring getting to know each other, since the Rebirth universe is relatively new. And it's interesting that they keep putting them together. There's two books who kind of explore that relationship, both Trinity, that features Wonder Woman, and now Super Sons. And this serves as a way to get things going for those two guys. You also get a Crypto story, the Superdog, because, you know, what's Christmas without Crypto the Superdog? And more importantly, you get a Detective Chimp of Monkeys Make the World Go Round. There's a quote for a t-shirt. You get Wonder Woman in there. You get the Flash and his Rose Gallery. And you see Batwoman. All the major DC Rebirth characters are in here. The Titans, are back and they're together, and they actually was very funny to see them take on Ding Dong Daddy, who's a really bizarre character from the early Titan days that they brought back to the Rebirth universe. He was actually on the Teen Titans cartoon. And they brought him back in a funny holiday. Fun, not necessarily funny, but a fun holiday episode. And, yeah, most of the big guns for Rebirth are in here. It's a lot of fun to see some of these characters a little out of sorts because, you know, it's very Christmassy, so there's a lot of those type stories going on. $9.99, like I said, it's a little steep, but if you like holiday books, if you want a clever diversion, or you know a comic book fan, you can definitely pick it up. It's in stores today. Little side note that ties into the series. The front cover, actually DC Comics' Christmas card this year that they sent out to partners and retailers and things like that. Unfortunately, I'm not on their list yet, but I better be by next year. But I did happen to see that this was their holiday card that they sent out. And it's a pretty fun illustration. It's got most of the big guns for Rebirth, your Batmans, your Superman, Harley Quinn, Batgirl, you know, a lot of those characters. So those two both came out this week. They were in comic book shelves this past Wednesday when the books came out, along with a third book that I didn't really pick up. It was from Marvel. Their holiday book this year was Gwenpool, which is a whole other character that I'm really not all that familiar with. So I honestly passed on it. But if you're into Gwenpool, which is seems to be a weird mashup of Gwen Stacy and Deadpool, I think. I really don't know. It's one of those weird characters that I really haven't taken to or really read much about. But so three big holiday specials coming out, a little something for everybody, Marvel, DC, and Disney in the end, all coming out. Now, the next couple books that I'm going to talk about, they are from previous years. Some of them are still available for order. Some of them are in bookstores or, you know, comic book stores currently. Some of them you'd have to go hunting down, but I just kind of wanted to highlight some fun things over the years, some fun stories. And the next one on the six shooter is a really fun book that's come out. It was 2-3 years ago it came out. And Lee Bermejo, I hope I got his name right, put out a book called Batman Noel, and it was a graphic one-shot, and Lee Bermejo, goodness gracious, he put out a New York bestseller and a graphic novel called The Joker, and it was really well-received. He paints his comics, and he's got a very, I don't want to say descriptive style, but his art is really unique. And a lot of detail in his work and in his drawings. And he's got a very unique, gritty style, which works really well when he's doing villain books. And what he did was this holiday one-shot called Noel. And it's a really unique take on A Christmas Carol, because, you know, there's Christmas Carol is retold hundreds and thousands of times. But this one is unique in the sense that in this story, kind of like Batman is Ebenezer Scrooge. For lack of, as you follow through the series, you get to see different things. There's another character involved in the book, too, who goes along, and you get to see the retelling of the story through that interesting lens. You know, Christmas is past, present, and future as they've affected with Batman. And how his life was affected, and you have some interesting choices as to who those ghosts are going to be. And how it goes is Batman is chasing through Gotham City for chasing a potential criminal who does have a young son. You get to see a really unique street-level gritty take on the Christmas Carol. I don't want to give too much away because it's pretty straightforward because it is the Christmas Carol, but there's a lot of interesting and fun twists. But the art on this is gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. He's got a unique take on Batman's suit, the coloring and the art, and just seeing a lot of the classic looks of Batman and things as they get into
Christmas Past and the interesting choices for the ghost. I really, really enjoyed this book pretty much every Christmas since it's come out as a fun holiday thing. If you have a Batman fan, this would be a great gift for them. If you are a Batman fan yourself, you should definitely go pick it up and read it because it's really cool. It's definitely beautiful to look at if you appreciate art in comics, and I imagine most people do, or else you'd be reading novels. Check out the detailed work in this book because it's really, really cool. And hopefully, if I'm on track next week, there's going to be a review on Totally Driven about the book itself. There's a special holiday review that I'll be doing. So check out Batman Noel. It's available, should still be available in most bookstores and comic book stores. I imagine they've put it up online. But that's my next pick there. Moving right along, and it seems like I got a lot of DC holiday stuff going on, but they seem to be the one who does a lot more. I wasn't able to hunt down a Marvel holiday special. They did a small digest-sized book a couple of years back that I was trying to hunt down for the show, and unfortunately, it's either out of print or they stopped making it. But I was able to pick up a DC Universe Christmas. This is a trade paperback that they put out a handful of years ago, and it should still be available. It came out in 2000, so it's a little bit old. But the cool thing about this book, it's a graphic novel, or I'm sorry, a trade paperback, and it's got a collection of different holiday tales that go all the way back to the 1940s. So you have some really fun Golden Age, Silver Age, and more modern Christmas stories all mixed together, and not just Christmas, holiday stories all mixed together in a one collected edition. So it's a fun thing that you can put out on your table every holiday season. I know it's only $19.95, and it's a trade paperback, so you get a lot of great stuff. You get a cool Batman tale from the 80s. You get a really, really funny interlude, I guess, because it's kind of a short story featuring Darkseid and Santa Claus, which was one of my favorite things that DC did in one of their holiday special. You get a Bruce Timm Batman animated series, Harley and Ivy adventure, and the cool thing about that is that that strip was later recreated on the Batman Adventures, and you get to see it play out in front of you, which was really, really neat. Just a lot of different things in here. You get a Golden Age Justice Society. You get Enemy Ace, which is a comic book that was really popular back in the day, the war comics. You know, Impulse, who's a character who's not around anymore, but was really fun in the 90s. It just shows you, you know, 90s classic Superman tale. Classic Captain Marvel from the 40s. I'm guessing they just bought the rights to it because I don't think they owned them at this point, but it was really cool to see, you know, classic real Captain Marvel Shazam in the book, and it was really funny. So there's a lot of really good stuff in here, and if you have a comic aficionado, somebody who really loves comics for a long time, this is a great book for them. Because it covers all the aspects of comics, especially if it's DC fan in your life, through the years. It's a great little coffee table discussion piece, too, if you want to put it out for a hero fan. So pick up the DC Universe Christmas trade paperback. Like I said, it's a couple years old, but you can still find it around. I think some comic book stores make a point of ordering it every year, or at least presenting it every year as you go. So just some fun ideas there. And then there's been some one-shots that come out every year. We talked about this year's DC Rebirth Holiday Special. I do have a couple old Marvel Holiday and DC Holiday Specials. And, you know, they're fun little books, I got to say. You know, I have a collection of them. I'm going to be going through them and highlighting different things this week. So there's some really funny things, you know, the Avengers battling Santa Claus, who turns out to be a refurbished Ultron robot. You know, stuff like that happens only in comics, and it's silly and a little bit distractive, but it's still a lot of fun to read. And all the major publishers put out stuff. A lot of the independent publishers put stuff out too. Depending on what you like, there's a lot out there. And I have a comic that I want to talk about that I've been back and forth about mentioning because it's almost a spoiler, but the book's been around for so long. And it does have some significance to the holidays. But my all-time favorite, actually it's my all-time favorite comic book series, but my all-time favorite holiday-themed comic and holiday-inspired comic has to be Hero Bear and the Kid. And it's something I read every year around the holidays. It's a comic book by Mike Kunkel, who is an animator, and he worked for Disney and many, many other companies. It's self-published through the Hero Factory, although now Kaboom covers the Hero Bear things. This book came out in 2000, but it's won Eisner's for Best Title for All Ages Comics. So many awards for the book. It's a great story about childhood and imagination, and I don't want to give too much away because there's a huge thing in the book, but it's a fun, and they put out other series, Halloween specials and things like that, and you can still hunt it down. But if you enjoy, you know, your classic animated style adventures, then Hero Bear and the Kid is definitely one you want to get into. You definitely want to read it, buy it for your kids, read it together. It's a fun story. And I'm not going to get into a full review here because, like I said, it can get into spoiler territory, and I don't want to take the wonder away from the book. And wonder is a good thing to use towards it. And when I read Hero Bear and the Kid, it definitely changed how I looked at comic books. And that sounds like a crazy statement, but it really is true. It made me realize that there really is a room for every type of storytelling in comics. And it really opened my eyes to all ages comics as a whole, because you really can use it as a learning tool, but also as a tool to bring people together. And, you know, I just love this. I've been hoping that someone picks up this property and turns it into a movie, because it's just gloriously, it's drawn, since he is an animator, very kinetically, and would translate beautifully into an animated feature. And unfortunately, it doesn't come out nearly enough for my taste, but that's because, like I said, Mike Kunkel, the creator, is an animator. He works for Disney and many, many other studios. I know he worked on, I believe it was Pocahontas. I believe I have to go back and do my homework on it, but you can still get the graphic novel and the trade paperback and special editions off his website. I do believe you can get them also from most of your comic book stores now that Kaboom is handling the distribution on it. If you've got a young kid, if you're the kind of person who is like me, never grow up, young at heart type person, you definitely want to give this book a read. I know everybody I've talked to that has read it has absolutely loved it. It's like a Disney movie in a comic book trade paperback form. Original story, a lot of great things. There's some really deep emotional things in there, more so than you would think from an all-ages comic book. And that's the point about all-ages comics that I keep coming back. Doesn't mean they're for kids. It means that they're accessible to everyone, and they're great storytelling and devices that you can use to introduce people to comics. And Hero Bear and the Kid was the book for me that started that road, which actually led to me having a radio show today, because before I was just a comic book fan and I just wanted to read when I wanted to read. And I was pretty much a DC Marvel guy and didn't really expand outward. And this now has me checking out all kinds of comics from all sorts of genres around the world. Because comics can bring back that wonder and imagination. And, you know, I got a little sappy, but it's a holiday special, so it's allowed. Bear with me, guys. So Hero Bear and the Kid, definitely. So that's my six-shooter for this week. Four books, two out this week, two classic ones. I'm counting all those Marvel Holiday and DC Holiday specials, even though I didn't get into them, as one of the six-shooters. So you're like, hey, you only did like five books.
But those all get lumped together because you can find those in comic book stores, in the back issue bins, and go hunting through back issue bins. It's a fun adventure. And look in, because you can probably get most of them relatively cheaply. And it's just a fun thing to read through. I actually save most of them year after year and skim through them and read them. So six different holiday comics. Some a little more overt than others. And all of them really good reads for different people all around. You know, if you're into kid stuff, get the Hero Bear and the Kid. If they're into current comics, you have, you know, the holiday specials. If they're a little bit more mature readers, you know, Batman Noel is a great book. And, you know, there's a lot of great, great gift ideas in the world of comics. Go into your comic book store and talk to the guy at the counter. Most of the time, it's not the guy from The Simpsons anymore. You know, these guys know the books. They love the books. They're immersed in the books. A lot of times you get the owners of the store, and as long as it's not Stewart from The Big Bang Theory, they'll help you out and get you a gift or get you personally started on a reading journey for comic book. That is my six-shooter. Now, as I mentioned before, we are going on a mini hiatus because I moved the show to Sundays right before two big holidays, which, you know, silly me. So we'll be back in January. Look for it. There's going to be kind of a relaunch thing, I think. I'll get heavy on the publicity as we come back because I'm going to have some new features. I'm going to have some new things on the show to enhance. We're going to get more into the blogging and pick up a lot of steam as the show's moving. Thank you for the reception for it. I've been hearing a lot of great things about it. I know some people are listening. And as we continue to grow the show, I want to bring you the best show that I can. So thank you for tuning in this morning on a Sunday morning. I hope whatever holiday you celebrate, or if you don't have a holiday that you celebrate, have a great week. Enjoy this holiday season. Get out there and buy some comics for Christmas. I know there's a lot of comic book stores having holiday sales right now where you can get some really great gifts through books or collectibles and some really unique items at your local comic book stores. We have several that I talk about on this show. We have a sponsor, Ontario Comics to the Network. You heard their commercial earlier if you were paying attention. Comic Universe in Folsom, PA, I will be making some appearances at into the coming years and have been working with for a while. They have a sale coming up. And if you, you know, check out, you know, if you go and look, there's comic book stores all around where you are. I happen to be in Pennsylvania, and those are two stores, you know, that I am aware of, among others. So, and now the obligatory pile of plugs. For more information on my show, blogs, appearances, and more, you can go to mavericksroundup.com, which is getting an overhaul for the holidays as well. So as we tie, the show gets a bit of an overhaul, the blog and the website will get an overhaul as well. You can follow me on Instagram at Mavericks Roundup and on my Facebook page, Mavericks Comic Roundup. Now, we have specifically for the page where you can check out me personally, which covers a little bit more outside of the comic book world, my wrestling appearances, fitness stuff, and all. You can read my weekly comic reviews for the Totally Driven TV network at totallydriventv.com. I just had one posted this week, so you can go check out that for Hawkeye number one from Marvel Comics, just came out. I'm also writing reviews for the Comic Universe Facebook page in Folsom, PA. You can check that out by searching at Comic Universe. And you can check out my Star Wars Family podcast that I host with Little Meggie and Princess Maria called Galactic Clubhouse. And you can look for that at galacticclubhouse.libsyn.com. Or you can check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Galactic Clubhouse. So that is all for me today. I had a lot of fun going down the holiday road here with you, looking at all these holiday. When I come back, we've got a ton of news about comics, TV, movies, collectibles, and action figures. Maybe even a year in review type thing where we talk about all the great stuff that happened in 2016 comic book related. So thank you for tuning in. Make sure you check out all the other great shows here on the Totally Driven Network. We've got entertainment for just about everybody. And once again, I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Feliz Navidad. Happy Sunday. Whatever the case may be. But thank you for listening. And until we meet again, happy trails.